We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order and rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Clerk, if you'd call the roll.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Motion in order to excuse Mr. Marino and Mr. Waddell.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Julian, second by Lastic. This is a roll call, right? All in favor? Opposed? Motion unanimous. We have a disposal of minutes in front of us. Clerk, do you have minutes?
Accept and place on file.
It's in place on file by Mr. Julian.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lasting. All in favor? Opposed? Clerk, do we have any reports and communications to council?
We do not.
Looks like we go right into public remarks. Any public remarks on agenda items only? Any comments on agenda items only? Being none, we'll go into council committee reports.
I have two. I have the Utilities Committee meeting from September 25th. In the Community Development and Neighborhood Stabilization Committee meeting minutes from September 18th.
Council's pleasure. Motion made by Mr. Shealy, second by Ms. Dvorich. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Motion to amend the agenda by Mr. Johnstone.
So I'd like draft 133-24 and 134-24, number 5 and number 6, to be removed from the consent agenda and placed under a first reading tonight.
We have a motion by Mr. Johnstone.
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Julian. We need a roll call for that. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carried.
A point of clarification that at any time any council member can have something removed from the consent agenda without necessary of a majority vote, okay? So just at any time if a council member decides that something wants to come off the consent agenda, it comes off.
Okay. Hey, Doug, just for a little clarity on why we're moving those, we did talk. These are part of the CIC grant. We have talked with both applicants. They are comfortable with the three readings. There's no time frame associated with this, so we'd like to give it a full disclosure.
Noted. Clerk, would you present tonight's legislation?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time and passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 126-24. An ordinance authorizing the direct hire of Premier Collect Professional Collection Recovery Services for past due utility accounts. Draft number 127-24. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete turn mower by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 128-24. An ordinance placing a temporary moratorium not to exceed 1 year on the issuance of permits for the Planning, Zoning, and Building Departments for approval of storage units, storage facilities, storage pods, and self-storage establishments in the City of Niles, Ohio, and draft number 132-24, a resolution authorizing the City of Niles to implement the attached citizen participation plans for full year 2024 to authorize the Mayor of Niles to execute any and all documents.
Council's pleasure. Any
isn't there questions? One more on the consent agenda?
Council's pleasure, and is there any questions or comments?
I second.
Move to suspend by Mr. Lastic, second by Mr. Johnstone. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian. By Mr. Lastic. Any questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under council rules. Clerk, if you'd read the first draft, please.
Draft number 129-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance for illicit discharge and illegal connection control.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Shealy. Clerk, would you call the roll?
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy? Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 129-24 has been scheduled for first reading.
Draft number 130-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance repealing and reenacting Niles Codified Ordinance Chapter 922, Storm Water Management Control, to establish standards, principles, and procedures to regulate the quality of stormwater runoff during and after soil disturbing activities and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Julian. Second by Mr. Lastic. Clerk, call a roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 130-24 has been approved on the first reading.
Draft number 131-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance establishing new standards for erosion and sediment control during soil disturbing activities within the city and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Julian.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Shealy. Clerk, call a roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Yes. Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 131-24 was approved for the first reading.
Draft number 133-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Johnstone.
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Julian. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 133-24 has been approved for first reading.
Draft number 134-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time. An ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund account 101 to the General Fund Miscellaneous Account for the city-funded business grant approved by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for a first reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Shealy. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 134-24 was approved the first reading. That will conclude tonight's legislation. Public remarks by any, sir, come to the podium. Speak your name.
My name is Jim Taylor. I'm the Secretary Treasurer of the Western Reserve Building Trades, and I'm also the business representative of the Painters and Allied Trades. And I wanted to come here tonight and tell you a small story that happened that was beneficial for Niles. So back in 2021, I had a conversation with Mayor McKevich, and it basically boiled it down to this. Mayor said, Jimmy, what can we do about getting these bridges painted here in Niles? And I said, well, it's good that you asked that because I got 20 bridge contractors that would love to be doing these bridges. So anyways, he said, well, can we just slap a coat of paint on it? And I said, well, Mayor, I said, love to do that, but let's do it like they do all the other bridges in the state of Ohio. They follow the ODOT rules and such. So we went about, you know, obviously we were looking for funding to get this project funded. And I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out to Mike Lojcik, state rep at the time, and see what they can do. And because this falls under the ODNR bridge and the bike trail, we were able to secure, I asked Mike, and with the help of Randy Smith, I can't go without giving him credit. There's a lot of people that were involved in this situation. Because Mike Lojcik went to Randy Smith and said, hey, is there anything you need me to do? And Randy said, no, just take care of Jimmy. And, you know, I know he's got these bridges that he wants to get done. So Mike went to the state and he was able to secure $300,000 for the painting of the bridges. And so we had an estimate of what we thought it was going to cost. And so I had talked to the mayor. I said, hey, we secured some funding. It was a great thing, but we might need a little bit of more money. And I know that the city of Niles ended up, the mayor pledged some money, and I don't understand exactly what that was, but you can, what's that? What that was for, the leases of that property or whatever?
It was the easement purchase that we as a council decided to earmark for that overage in the project.
And then I went to the commissioners and I talked to the commissioners and I said, commissioners, I said, you know, we've got state funding, we got local funding, and you know, it's your guys's bike path. It would be nice for you guys to chip in with this also. And I think the number they came up with, like $69,000, that they chipped in as well. So I'm glad
sir,
to say...
Sir, your time's up. Are you requesting 3 more minutes?
Can I request 3 more minutes?
I'll
be quicker
motion.
Than that, probably.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Johnstone for 3 additional minutes. Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
So we... I've acquired them 3 fundings, and it's good to say that we finally, after some easements and some title issues and stuff, and the mayor's been on this email chain as well as the engineer and the commissioners. They got all the title work done, Zach Savette, and we were able to get that project out to bid, and it was awarded for less than the estimate. And one of my local bridge contractors will be doing that painting. So I'm glad to see that you guys are getting 2 of the 4 bridges painted. I do know that there's letters going out to some of the train, you know, the people that own the train bridges to hopefully get support to paint to have them paint their bridges. So anyways, thank you all. I appreciate it.
I know you said two of the four is being painted. Those two, as well as if the other ones do get approved, are they able to have any Niles Dragon colors, that type of thing? Or is there a set color that it must be? Like,
there is no set color. It has to be. I don't know. I know it's out to bid. I don't know. I haven't talked to ABBN. They're the awarded contractor. You know, what color, if there's a color code thing on that or not. I could check with them.
Yeah, if you could, without speaking for everybody, I've heard a lot of people speak up. They love to see red and a blue, you know, so.
Right. Doug, I get this constantly. I just got elected in January. This comes up probably more than anything else. So I don't have much to add other than I want to thank you for all your work. I want to thank the administration, county, state, everybody involved. We're halfway there. We got to get the other two done now. But thank you again for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Certainly not, you know, making that a deal breaker by any means. It's just if it could happen, that would be great. But if not, then still getting painted is better than not. So
I'll reach out to them here this week and see, you know, what they have or what kind of colors or, you know, that's a urethane coating and stuff. So
but Mr. Lassick wants red and blue.
I'll get a hold of him.
But if you can get us, don't you want Dragon Town on that bridge?
Yeah. But Dragon Town.
If you can get us something on that, it'd be great, though, if you could. So,
well, I just wanted to report on that because I think everybody was, you know, a good part of that. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Anyone else? Public comments? D, come to the mic, please. State your name.
All right, I got to bring this up first on my phone. Can you wait 1 second? I don't care. No, you don't have to. As you guys all know, that I'm involved in the Veterans Dinner. This year, it's going to be November 10th. And we're going to do something different this year. We're going to make a slideshow with all of our local veterans. Doesn't matter if they're past, present, or anything, but we're going to have a slideshow for Mahoning Valley, Trumbull, Mahoning County. As long as you're a veteran, you can submit your photo, and I got an email, or you can drop off all photos to Elby's Florist on Robbins Avenue, or there is an email that you can mail it, email it to Elby's 1328@gmail.com. So the day of the Veterans Brunch, we'll have a slideshow that shows the veterans. But you must submit your picture and give a little detail, like what branch they were in or anything like that. And this is maybe to address somebody that might know. Your signs out here that are the local veterans. Is there a list I can get of them local veterans? Who does that? Does the park department do that, or do you guys do that?
The banners?
The banners, yeah.
What do you need? You just need everyone who's up?
Yes. I will Google them. I would like to personally invite them people to our Veterans Dinner.
Yeah, if you contact Denise in the Park Department, Park Secretary, Denise should be able to give you that list. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. And one more question. Whitedale Park, what's going on up there? They've been working.
Mayor, if you'd give us an update on that.
Apocalypse out there, huh?
Huh?
So, would you prefer I do it now? I had that for my closing remark. Whitedale Park, or I can do it now.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
So what? That's the Whitedale Park Improvement Grant.
Okay.
$4.5 million going to improve Whitedale Park. Where we are at right now is Wilder Field is stripped. Concrete curbing and drainage is installed, waiting on the turf and the fence replacement. Fedor Field and Stabile Field and South Field is being stripped this week. Curbing, drainage, fence replacement is occurring on those fields. They began digging for the splash pad, I believe, yesterday. So splash pad playground towards the southern part of Sharkey Drive near Warren Avenue, or I'm sorry, West Park. The road will all be done next spring. That'll be the final piece of the puzzle. But that's where we're at right now with White Elk Park.
So is the splash pad going the same spot in that area where White Elk Park pool was, where the pool was?
It's going across the street where they're digging.
Oh, in the other field.
Where the old mushball field used to be.
So my next question is, can we think about a volleyball up there, seeing volleyball?
I know that's something that the park director and park board have been kicking around.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Mm-hmm. Sir, come to the mic and state your name.
Hello, I'm Noah Williams, and I am the founder of Noah Williams Pyrotechnics. So I was doing fireworks on New Year's, which Ohio State made a law saying you could do them like on these certain holidays, and New Year's was on the list. So I went out and did fireworks with my dad and me, and that was on December 31st, 2023. Around 9 p.m. ish. I think I remember it being 8 p.m., but I'm not really sure. But 20 minutes into doing the fireworks, someone calls the police, and there was three cop cars that showed up. And there was a local ordinance that, and I found out there was a local ordinance saying you only permitted on July 1st, 4th, and 5th. And I was a little upset, so I on January 2nd, I rode my bike to the mayor's office to see the ordinance, and he printed up the ordinance, highlighted what affects me in blue, and when I seen July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I felt that there was a little disadvantage to that, because if it starts to rain all 3 days, you know what I mean? Not that I think it will, but if it does, Niles won't be able to do fireworks that year, because fireworks and rain do not do good together. So, and my other question is, if everyone else in the world does fireworks on New Year's, why can't we? That's what I want to try to challenge on that.
Okay, I'm going to let the law director because this is a kind of a letter of the law issue with the statute or ordinance, so if you'd answer.
So that statute they passed specifically allowed municipalities to adjust their own dates. So our council at that time determined 3, 4, and 5 of July were the only dates that they were going to allow fireworks to go forward. So for that to change, it would take council action.
Bill, I have a question. So that's true for residents and not for businesses, though, because the scrappers do them frequently. Is that a special permitting process they have to go through? Mm-hmm. Would he be eligible for that process, too, if he wanted to apply for that?
I would have to look into it. Most likely, though, I would have to look into it.
So I would tell you, sir, that there is a process that you might have to just go through. Something different. You might have to pay a permitting fee. I'm not aware, but I would follow up with Phil on how do the scrappers do it outside of July 3rd, 4th, and
if you could come up after the meeting, see Mr. Zuzolo. He'll give you his contact information and get back with you after he's able to research some ideas on this and let you know what's next.
Thank you so much.
So when you're done, see him when it's over.
I will. Thank you so much.
Any other public comments? Any other public comments? Seeing none, we're going to go into miscellaneous remarks. Start with the mayor.
Have none, Mr. President. Thank you.
Mr. Auditor.
Just to give everyone an update, we are going to start the 2025 budgets here soon. So the mayor and I will put our schedules together and then reach out to council members. If departments fall under the realm of your committees, by all means, you are all welcome to come to those meetings when we have them. We will just share our dates and times with you. So just be on the lookout for that in the next week or two.
Thank you. Mr. Auditor, I'm sorry, Mr. Treasurer. Mr. Service Director. I don't think we have the Safety Director here today, right? Chief? Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
I don't see the chief. I'm not aware of any comments or anything that needed to be put out from the police. So we'll go into Mr. Johnstone.
Yeah, I only have one thing. I want to remind the public that the 5th Annual McKinley Memorial Halloween Party and Pumpkin Walk will be October 19th from 5 to 7. It's a fantastic event that they put on for kids, completely free. Bring the kids down. They have a little, it's kind of like a trunk or treat. You walk through the building and tables will be set up to pass out candy. They also have some activities and stuff for them to do inside the library and outside. It's a really wonderful event. So please circle your calendars. October 19th, 5 to 7:30 at the library.
Thank you. Mr. Shealy?
10 at a time.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian? Mr. Lasky?
Here's a pause.
Only thing I have is, Mr. Mayor, if we could get an update on Iowa Park, getting that basketball hoop in, because we're coming down the stretch. I know we're getting pretty close, and this year's pretty much going to be shot, but if we could at least, definitely don't want to have Iowa lag into next year, at least as far as the hoop goes, if we get that. If you get us an update on that.
Yeah, I know that that hoop is in the hands of the contractor, so we're sort of just waiting on them to install it. Everything else is complete.
Piggyback off that, is there any updates on the tree removal? I know we were held up. Can you share a little bit on that?
The tree removal at Waddell? Just that one, I believe, was left, right? There's two. Okay. I know the city's crew has some tasks that they have to take care of. I had told the park director just to get some quotes to have an outside company take those down.
Was that it, Mr. Johnson? Yeah, Steve, the only thing I need to say, if we could, again, without being redundant, I think you're doing a great job, but if we can get that park just wrapped up and put a bow on it so we can move past that, that'd be great. I have nothing else. Motion adjourned in place. Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor? Opposed?